What exactly was the nature of the war between the Yevonim and the Maccabim? In Derech B'Tzachem, it says Neir Chanukah, the Tzemach Tzedek explains as follows. He writes, "V'zeh hoye inyan neis de Chanukah batzolas hados." This was the idea of the Chanukah miracle with the saving of the religion, the salvation of religion, meaning that religion was under threat, and now it's being saved. And note that Rasag, in his Pirush on Chumash, translates the word das as sharia, as religious law. It's an Arabic Pirush to Tanakh. Anyway, so he says that the Nes of Chanukah was Batzolas Hados, Shehu Bechinas Shefa HaChochma. And that refers to the influence of wisdom, meaning that it's fundamentally about a spiritual, cognitive salvation, as opposed to a physical salvation like we had by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ki hine, hayivon bikshu lashkichem teresecha. The Greeks wanted to cause Jews to forget Hashem's Torah. Lefi, and here when he says teresecha, the diuk that the Rebbe particularly makes a lot of noise about is that the Yevonim did not necessarily want the Jews to forget the Torah as a brand of wisdom. They wanted the Jews to forget the Torah as something that they were radically committed to. They wanted to cause them to forget that it was Torah Secha, that it was Hashem's Torah, and instead be good, obedient Greek citizens, good globalist, cosmopolitan citizens within the Greek global context. Lifi, Shnishpashta oz chochmi avonis, shehu hafilosofia. Tzemach Tzedek says at that time, the Greek wisdom, which is philosophy, spread about. And note that the Tzemach Tzedek is writing this essay. It's not clear exactly when he wrote it, but it would be sometime between the year 1800 and 1820. And at that time, there was the nascent emergence of the Enlightenment movement, which is steadily encroaching into Jewish territories. It was already something of a distant threat to the Jewish traditionalists already from the later 1700s, at least the Jewish traditionalists in Eastern Europe, but already by the 1830s and certainly the 1840s, the Tzemach Tzedek is fighting very strongly against Haskalah. So though it's the case that the Tzemach Tzedek is talking about Greek philosophy that happened back in the day, it does also have a certain historical relevance to the Tzemach Tzedek's own time when the walls of the ghetto are being pierced by secular influence. So we can certainly extend that relevance to the 21st century when the walls of the Jewish ghetto are being pierced again by the infiltration of technology. So what did the Yevonim want to do? Ratzu lisgaber al chochmas hakabbalah lekis v'yisadisel ha-masuris lono me'inzit baruch hu. They wanted to overcome the wisdom of the divine Kabbalah and its foundations, meaning Kabbalah gives us certain ideas about how the world works, certain ideas about divinity, certain ideas about ourselves, and these aren't necessarily things you come to by mere rational speculation. Now, there were philosophers who came to similar ideas through their mere meditation and contemplation. Usually, that will go beyond rationality and include some sort of experience, as we see in the writings of Plato and Plotinus. But that said, the Tzemach Tzedek is telling us that this body of wisdom is something that we hold on to because it's Mesura Lanu. It was given over to us, May Ein Sof Baruch Hu, from the infinite, blessed be He, Al Yedei Moshe Bechir Hashem, by Moshe Hashem's chosen one. V'zeh v'nirmay merzal, this explains the inner meaning of what Chazal tells us in Masech HaShabbos, and the Chafal from the Beis, Shetim V'kol HaShemal Moshe Behechol, that the Greeks contaminated all the oil within the Beis HaMikdash sanctuary. Sure, it's sort of, I mean to say, Hashpa Asachachma Basaga Eleinu, that oil symbolizes the influence of divine wisdom, which comes upon us, divine intuition, divine insight. Shezeh Soid Nekuda Be'echala, which is the mystery of what it says in the Zayar, that there is a point within the sanctuary. The sanctuary symbolizes Bina, symbolizes our capacity for analysis. But the question is, what will our capacity for analysis be filled with? It could be filled with all sorts of propositions. So the Nekuda Be'echala, the point in the sanctuary, is the point of divine wisdom, the point of divine inspiration, which enters our mind, which were either given through receiving the tradition or were given through prophetic experience. And then we go ahead and analyze that with our capacity of analysis of Bina. Vihu. So what exactly is the conflict between the Greeks and the Jews? What are the Greeks attempting to do when they come and contaminate the Jewish wisdom? It is Masha Philosophim Loi Yaminu Davar, that philosophers, and here the Tzemach Tzedek seems to be referring to philosophers of the Aristotelian variety or philosophers of the Enlightenment variety, Loi Yaminu Davar, they do not believe anything. They only know what they know according to human intellect. And what are some of the propositions that philosophers assent to, or at least the Aristotelian philosophers, Aristotelian-inspired philosophers, or Enlightenment philosophers that the Tzemach Tzedek would have been familiar with? So what do these philosophers assent to? So they say that there's Metzias Hashem, that there is some divine thing that exists. Now, this Hashem that the philosophers believe in may not have the same properties that you hear about from a good Jewish Mora who is teaching her students in kindergarten. It may be a very, very different God, but they ultimately do believe in some first cause, some ultimate reality, and they believe that there is only one such thing. And that this thing is prior to the other things that exist in the universe and that it is eternal. That these propositions about the first cause, about an ultimate reality, are things which no one can deny based on human intellect. And then he adds the further point of the Bisari Echazem, that this is something that we can experience. Elsewhere, the Samasa explains this idea of Mi Bisari Echazem, that we experience the world such that the world seems to be alive. There's something animating the world. There seems to be some force in the world. It's very difficult to say that there's no force there if you are cognizant of the world. What is it that makes the wind blow, the trees rustle? Maybe it's a mechanical force, maybe it's not a conscious force, but there still seems to be some force there. You can't deny that there is such a force there. And this might also fit in to some cosmological or teleological arguments. But effectively, the Tzemach Tzedek takes it as a given that everyone will have to agree that there is some higher power in the universe. So those things which any rational person would accept, the Greeks, they too accept. Avo. That which they would not be able to rationally prove and to rationally understand, they deny and they say it does not exist. They will deny that there is divine providence. They deny that Hashem cares about humans and he structures the events of a human's life. They deny the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem mitzadei davar kainanu, mitzadei gever ala kainanu, v'darkei yechpots, that Hashem establishes the steps, the path of man, and Hashem will ultimately cause a person to go upon the path that Hashem desires. They deny that Hashem takes interest in the animals and the lilies of the field. And they deny this providence b'avor eize taina chalusha sheyikshalehem, based on some weak argument or some weak question they might have. And similarly, v'yichshu kol mitzvos Hashem, and they deny all of the divine commandments. They deny particularly the Jewish ritual commandments. V'yomru ma'alo yimichal basa b'chol chayi gavna. Who cares? Does God truly care whether or not I eat meat and milk? Loi kein ish rishonu ha-kabbalah amitis l'hamin b'Hashem mitzvosav. In contrast, we have a different approach based on the true Kabbalah, the true tradition. Lahamin b'Hashem mitzvosav, to have faith in Hashem and his mitzvahs. Ki hu l'mayla mayla miches chochm v'asaga v'leis machshavot v'isbeklal. Because Hashem far transcends our chokhmah, our intuition, and our apprehension. And no thought can grasp it at all. afilu chachmila, and that includes even the ultimate version of wisdom, which we certainly do not have access to. And when Hashem desires a community or an individual, He will make Himself known to that individual with prophecy, which transcends intellect, which is a divine revelation. Now note that the Tzemach Tzedek here believes that there is nevuah, that there is revelation, that there is this is galus, not only in biblical times, but also in the contemporary period. So therefore, I believe it's Tzemach Tzedekus, a little bit earlier in Derech Mitzachan, Mitzach Tzeshem. Tzemach Tzedek says that of the Baal Shem Tov, Asher Elov Niglah Likim, that Hashem appeared to the Baal Shem Tov. And there, the implication is not clear. Did the Baal Shem Tov only have revelation, or did also the Magid, the Baal Shem Tov student, did he also have this prophetic revelation? But whatever the case may be, the consensus in Teres Chabad is that there is this continued prophetic revelation to Gedal Yisrael. V'tachlis ha-chachmehi ha-munah b'pnimis ha-teira. And the ultimate chachma is faith in the interiority of the Torah, meaning the teachings of Chassidus and Kabbalah, uvesay desel and their mysteries. And this explains the Chanukah miracle with the overpowering of the divine wisdom over the Greek wisdom, Shia Philosophia Canal, which is philosophy as we demonstrated above.